At the February 1st Pocahontas County Commission meeting, Commissioner John Rubinsky and Sheriff Jeff Barlow discussed issues making it difficult for law enforcement to tow vehicles that have been permanently abandoned by their owners along public roads in the county. Barlow explained that when law enforcement officers either come across or are called to respond to a vehicle that has been sitting derelict along a roadway and without tags or other owner identification on it, they have a difficult time having a towing company respond to remove the vehicle. He said the reason for that is that without an identified owner, the towing company never gets paid for the tow. And additionally, if they do the tow, they go to the back of the 911 center's rotational tow list, causing them to potentially lose a paying tow. Commissioner Rubinsky said that in the future, the county needs to establish a fund of several thousand dollars to at least be able to reimburse companies that do respond to these types of towing calls enough money to pay for their fuel and expenses. All three commissioners also agreed that effective immediately, such tows will not count against the towing company's place on the rotational towing list. Rubinsky and Mike O'Brien, the 911 director, discussed the need to improve the emergency communications in the county. O'Brien said the PSD is willing to let them place an antenna on their water tower in Bartow. They are also looking at a new tower site on Droop Mountain and replacing the tower at Thomastown in Marlinton. During mail items and concerns, County Clerk Melissa Bennett informed the commissioners that both her office and the Circuit Court Clerk's office were each awarded $10,000 from West Virginia Arts, Culture, and History for their approved records preservation grants. It was noted that several people wrote the commission opposing the building of a new cell tower in the Hillsborough area. The commissioners in Region 4 held a public meeting on behalf of the Pocahontas County Public Service District regarding applying for a community development block grant for funding the Thornwood Waterline Extension Project. The grant can be for up to $2 million, but the project will cost up to $3.2 million. The commissioners said they will look at possibly making up the difference with American Rescue Plan COVID funds. The commissioners also discussed funding the Pocahontas County Historic Landmark Commission to restore the original county clerk's office in Huntersville. Mike O'Brien informed the commissioners that his office had been offered a $12,500 Emergency Management Performance COVID-19 Supplemental Grant Award. The commissioners approved his acceptance of this award. Tony Byrd of the Northern Pocahontas County Community Assistance Incorporated asked for and received a contribution from the commission in the amount of $5,000. Paul Hutchinson, an attorney representing Farm to Sun, LLC, told the commissioners that he is seeking land in the county to lease to be used as solar farms. He said he is looking for properties of at least 50 acres located within 5 miles of an electric substation. He said landowners could receive as much as $1,500 per acre per year for a 20 to 25 year lease. The commissioners also approved for the county clerk's office to adopt an emergency absentee voting policy. This policy authorizes absentee voting for residents at the nursing home or patients in the hospital. During a discussion about the county jail building, Commissioner Helmick said he wants to obtain an estimate of the cost for renovating the existing building for use as a courthouse annex. He wants to see if that would be more or less expensive than tearing the existing jail down and replacing it with a new courthouse annex building. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.